All right, we've got Simon on the line. Simon, young people, they're just all a bit lazy, aren't they?
What are you saying?
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get 6 minutes, please?
Of course. Some say young people are work-shy. But at McDonald's, we hired 47,000 of them last year.
Thank you very much. How's your night?
Like George here, who keeps things running during a Friday rush. Resilience. Making it happen at McDonald's.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Monday, April 6th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI has released a set of policy proposals for a world where artificial intelligence far surpasses human capabilities. The ChatGPT maker published the ideas as Congress prepares to debate AI legislation and the Trump administration tries to win support for its company-friendly tech policies ahead of the midterm elections later this year. OpenAI's proposals include a tax system that creates higher taxes on companies and the wealthy as AI boosts profits while cutting workers' incomes, plus new levies on businesses that replace humans with automated systems, and bolstering safety nets like unemployment insurance and Medicaid. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Federal regulators have closed an investigation into Tesla's car summon feature due to the low frequency and severity of reported crashes. The feature, called Actually Smart Summon, allows Tesla owners to use the company's app to autonomously move their car to their location or a location of their choice. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opened an investigation into the feature in January 2025 due to reports of crashes while it was being used. The agency says it found only a fraction of a percent of summon sessions resulted in an incident, and almost all of the reports involved minor property damage claims, with no reported injuries. And Neurocrine Biosciences has agreed to buy Soleno Therapeutics for $2.9 billion. The deal is part of Neurocrine's move to expand its endocrinology and rare disease portfolio. The transaction is slated to be funded with cash on hand, while Neurocrine says it plans to take on a, quote, modest amount of prepayable debt. Soleno, which develops treatments of rare diseases, is known for a drug that treats extreme hunger caused by the rare genetic disorder Prader-Willi syndrome. It generated $190 million in revenue last year. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.